Dear Workshop, tonight we offer an original piece by Joseph Liss titled Story in Dogtown Common, based partly upon historical evidence and partly on the accepted folklore of Cape Ann, Massachusetts. Although the characters are entirely fictitious, much of the folklore that makes up the body of the story is still believed by many inhabitants of the towns along the Massachusetts coastline. This is the author's first radio play. We hear now Story in Dogtown Common by Joseph Liss. Once upon a time, and many years ago, there lived a town. Scots, Swedes, Finns, and Slavs, together with Englishmen, banded themselves on the Cape of Queen Anne and called themselves Yankees. With hope for peace and property, with hate for the splintered yoke on blue, bruised back, free of the snooping elders of the Massachusetts Bay and the ledgers of an imperial counting house, they built their city of huts. Low, one-storied affairs, sitting on small pillars of palace granite, hewn of quarries, now left yawning. Men of hard will and work-chopped hands, women too soon grown old, peopling rapidly a new generation. Wise kids bidding the pits of berries that never satisfied the emptiness of hunger. These were the freemen that inhabited Dogtown Common. Farming? Hardly. Who could till a hill that a glacier once had plowed? Plant a crop in a terminal moraine? Stuff a seed under a boulder? Good soil to level cow dung on. Let the cedars grow. They're pretty enough. Occupation, did you say? Fishing. At first, just in the harbor for pollock and cod. But a man must make a living, not eat fish. So they risked the run to Georgia's banks and the ghost gray fog of Novi, fogged like a white hang hair that covered a sail and a prow to a common denominator of nothingness. Fish to the market? Sometimes, but is often not, because when the fog is hungry, it swallows the crushed planks of head-on prows, feeding the gourmand brine with twine-twisted nets and raw flesh, bones of men and ribs of trawlers. The fish back to the sea. The ship? Well, if you're keen to mark its place, you'll see a buoy bob a humpty-dumpty out in the fog. Fit memorial for foolish men who work to eat, to live. And those that returned, but for the grace of God's angry waters, saw their women pin-topped on Pigeon Hill, with stony patience, their children clinging to hills of their skirts. They waited like miners' wives, furtive eyes, seeking not how many gone, but who's the living. Ships in, filling the harbor with bellyful bottoms bursting with mackerel and cod. And the market? Good. 3 cents a pound. The law of supply and demand, don't you know? Less boat, less fish, less lives. Price for what? Less men, more wives. But who's to pay for all of this? Send your statement to the dogs. They're the menfolk now, protectors of the city of huts. And with a couple of wars thrown in, the city of dogs, Dogtown Common. But even dogs can't eat a cedar, a boulder, and a blueberry briar. So the place is real pretty now. No dogs, no empty-bellied kids to eat the taxes of good citizens. No empty-souled women to embarrass the righteous of Annisquam. No, not even a house all in one piece. Just picturesque chasms, once cellars. Yep,
It sure is pretty now for visitors. Nice place for berry picking and taking a girl and painting a picture. The stunted cedars?
Sure.
I said they're pretty. Pretty black foxtails by night. Good place, they say, for witches to hide behind. Bayonets tickling the sky. Sentinels of Cape Ann. Good to tell stories by.
Couple of berry pickers. Nothing but a pair of kisses, Bob.
How does your hand tug and Molly find time for the berries, George?
Oh, he's a fast picker.
Well, a good one, eh, Molly?
George, I got the can brimful.
Look at Molly's face. Strawberry
pie. I don't let them tease, Molly.
Then show us the can. Brimful now, no bottom packed with peat. Let them show us the can.
We ate them.
Oh, poor fare to satisfy love hunger.
You expect us to believe that, huh?
Believe what George used to believe, Thomas Higgins. But George and I were only looking at the sea purple sunset. Look for yourself, pretty.
I've seen it a million times.
Come on, Tom. Time to pack the nets and ship for Norby. Coming, George?
I'll be along.
We'll wait. We'll let you go if you've a mind to. But take heed, George Reed. You'll have a wife to wait ere the moon's in bed. It's a trick of the witch, they say, on Dogtown Common.
Come on, Thomas.
Mad. Not at me, Molly.
You promised not to tell George, and you joked about it like the others. Your remark's unsacred, so offhand.
Oh, darling, the laugh in your eye. Look, you're losing it. The laugh, it's gone. Closer. You're cold. Let me cover you. What did I say to line your face?
You pick 'em good. So free and easy, you spout it. Were you choosing a new fishing dory, you'd be more glorious about it.
Only talk, Molly. You were the one to give it away. But what have we to hide? Our love's nothing prim and sacred. It's real. Real. Like a touch of freshness in the quarry pool. Tell me you'll marry me. I'll ring the bell down Squam Way and holler it clear from Halibut Point to Gloucester Town. To the reef of Norman's Woe.
No, George, wait. Time to let others share it. Let me be selfish a while.
Why? What's to gain by it? Silas knows, and with his damn glib tongue, he'll have the whole Cape cackling. We're man and wife already, and we'll not be the wiser.
I lied, George. It wasn't that. I'll be the first to tell when it's done to tell. I'll be the happiest.
Molly, your eyes are fogging up. They gape. They don't see. Molly, look at me.
Nothing, it's light. Only light. For a moment, I see nothing. Not you, George. Your face, your hand, your hair turns to mist with your breath. You're not here. Only light.
I'm here. Oh, kiss me. Now, am I? Come on, it's getting black as pitch in a hole. The moon's letting down on its job.
When you talk, the white air rising from the peat is one with the mist of your breath. What is it, George? What does it mean?
Well, it means it's damp. Oh, let's get down from here. Kids say it's a place for the creep of the willies. Can't say as I blame them. Ah, it's damp. Come on, there's fun in town tonight before I sail. Not on Dogtown Common without a moon.
Please, George, don't sail. Not this night.
Silly. I've got to. I haven't skipped a sail in 1,000 tides, and I won't skip one now.
But just this night.
Come on, let's go. Take the short way. Down in the town, we'll tell them about us.
No, George, don't tell them. Not now. A premonition. A woman's right to feel, not to know. To keep happy things secret until they're realized.
Oh, silly. Clean black tonight. No fog and easy fishing. Mind the briars.
What was that?
A dog.
Here in these rocks? These bald-eaten hills, a dog? He'll starve. Find him, George.
Oh, come on. He won't starve. That's Ma Hester's hound, baying at the last moon before he blinded. Mange-eaten mongrel, crying at gone unhappy years like his mistress. Why doesn't she leave these hills, live in town, and stop playing the witch?
She's not a witch, George. I know her well, a righteous woman as any in Annisquam.
Well, I say she plays the witch.
Oh, reading a cup of ground for a penny doesn't make a witch. Seamen see tomorrow's weather. She tomorrow's fate.
Old tag stuff. Down to town. Firefly light. See it running to the dock? Way off? Men and lanterns? They're putting out the movie. And a northwest wind, fresh and steady. Ha, they'll be blowing up the sails. They'll be shoving off with the men working and singing. The Gloucester Maid, my ship. Ha, God, she's a trim-looking brig.
George, don't go. Not this night.
Oh, silly. I've got to. You see, it's my work. It's part of me.
I'm afraid.
Well, what's the fear? That hoary hound, he's no harm. No sight but a gone moon. No sense of spare to sense a living thing.
A living thing? Oh!
Molly! Molly, wait! Don't run! Molly! Molly, you're hurt. Why did you run? What's the fear?
Wait a minute, you little shadow. Oh, my leg. Help me rise my leg.
Oh, lie still, quietly. Let me see. Demon dog.
George, not the dog. The night. The premonition of darkness and light. Don't go. Don't set to the wind, the sail. No, not this night. Stay with me.
Oh, silly. Ma Hester's kind of crystal gazing is gone with the ghost of witches hung in Salem Town. Fit for ancient hags and twine-torn minds. Not for the hope that's youth. Oh, let me see the wound. Come, I won't hurt none. Show it.
No pain.
God. This raw bone deep, ripped with the rock. Mother in heaven. And yet, no blood. No blood.
The pain's gone from the wound to the pit of me. Strange. I feel it no more, only my head a whirling wine grinding. Lift me, I can't walk.
Lean on me, Molly.
See, your head, there's a pin light red above the top dead cedar near the twisted naked one. That's her light, my Hester's house. Take me there. Knock again, George.
Hello! Open up! A woman, sir! We need help! Open!
What is it, George?
Get away, dog. Away or you'll be the first I kick. Hello. Open there.
Jesus. What evil brings you to stir the quiet? What demon reason to turn to pandemonium the night? Quiet, Pluto. Stop your yapping. That's a good dog.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank me for what? I need no thanks of folksome squam way.
Mohester.
Huh? Who calls my name? Heresy on the tongue of the king. A name that makes the prim shudder and squirm. Who calls it?
I, Molly. Molly Mowry. Not from squirm, but the cold. You read my cup of brown. Help me now, my leg, it hurts.
Come in, there's welcome here for all fools lost in Dogtown. Wait, who's the man that carries you?
George Reed. Fisher, to know.
Oh, a sea-ridden lout.
The man I'm close to.
Well, don't stand looking foolish in with you. Hurry, keep the night out. Well, don't gape at me. Your arms quiver, holding her. Rest her on the bed there.
Now, Hester, don't let him go.
Huh? Who go where? Oh, you, George. Bubble a pot on the fire. There's a brook by the bog toward the whale's jaw. Fill the bucket off. Fill it here.
Sure, I'll fill it. Fill it with tails of newts. Hides of stillborn snake and hair of mangered hound.
Don't laugh at me, fool. On your way.
Call your dog. When I leave to go, he'll rile the quiet once again.
Go around the cowhouse. He sees no mortal man. His eyes are inward loomed in endless night.
George.
No fear. I'll soon return.
Still, lie still. Rest and sleep the sleep of pounded peach. Sleep. Sleep.
George.
Sleep. He'll return but once again, and then don't let him go. Just till it's fresh of time. No blood, no pain, but half-filled lives cut clean in twain.
No, no, I must not sleep.
Rest, child. The wound will heal. Time will seal the open breach. Weeds will cover earth. Earth, tellers of Dogtown. Sleep now. Tomorrow will bear the light. Life will bear the time.
Not sleep. Sleep is death, I fear. I've seen the light. The light's the sign, you say? Oh, Hester. Light once to me with happy things. The cool bath on heavy morning eyes. The lasting tinsel sparkle. Freedom to guide. The loveliness of gleaming. Why do I fear it now?
I'll lead the cup. I'll stir the grind. Settle now. Then pour the liquid o'er the fire. Darker now, but yet I see the mounds of grounds upon the cup left to tell a tale.
Harry, George will soon return. Tell me, you see the meaning of the light?
Yes, I see it. Between the shadows by the hillock pond, I see the light. A corpuscle, a holy light. Seamen see it in the night on rigs of ships, on heads of masts, a globule gleaming fire. It's left the blackness of the mast, down the tide of sail, bobbing from buoy to buoy, to white the waves, to sands of shore, reeling, drunk, it bobs, it bobs, it bobs. It's in the village now, it leaves its time from door to door to door. Women stare in restless sleep, men are mangled in the deep, deep.
No, no, stop it, Montrue, it can't be.
It's not my wish. It's in the cup of ground the prophecy is told. The die is cast. No mortal man can change the past. Future's fate can yet be fought. Living life can yet be fought.
How, my Hester?
Mother.
Tell me.
Heed me, child. Cling to your love. Let not the sea take it.
Your man. It's his life. He'll not give it up.
Your life too, Molly. A woman that's been loved and then lived alone lives in emptiness. Believe me.
His will is strong. You'll not let him.
He must see the destiny molded in the cup. Read it.
There. I see it. Plain. I see my sail. A man's bleached bones. No. Not a white sail. But a woman's wedding gown. George, come back!
Get away from that door. Don't open it, Molly. The storm.
George, my darling, you're back.
Listen, Molly. Back. Out of the rain. Get in the house.
George. Sweet George. Stay with me. Stay.
Molly. What's wrong with her, Hester? Face. It's Jack White.
Stay, George. Never set a sail to the wind again. Never. Never tilt the sea. Never leave me.
Stop. Stop, I say. Hester, help me. Anger has left the wounds of flaw of the mind with delirium. Help me.
Never go. Never go.
See it. Heed her. She is not mad. She's seen a light. The corpus sanctum. The holy light that goes with death with those that go to sea. Here. Take the cup. Read it.
The cup? Smash it! An end is evil! The turn of sound mind to madness!
Come, Molly. The storm is gone. Gone from the loveliness of your face as well. Gone. Quickly as it came. Come. Leave unliving things behind.
Oh, you smashed the cursed cup. You feared it. You think you changed your fate. Pray to your God. It's not too late.
Fate. What do you know of fate? Foolish old woman. I pity you. Come, Molly. Leave Dogtown. Leave the dead. Rising on the common. The cedars are pretty again. How clear the rain washed the night. Look. Straight across the window sheet, the white caps are like a fleet of merry sailboats hopping in the bay. Ah, the sea is not always angry, Molly. You'll love it someday as I do. But here in town, dear, it's strange and quiet. What is it, Molly?
Here, George. A bell. A bell of execration. The curse by bell, by book, by candlelight snuffed out. Hear it. The bell. The toll of the bell.
God. The black-robed priest's bell. Run to the beach!
With thy wind, the sea cover them, great anchors left in the mighty waters,
Tolls the bell. Look, the empty dory on the sand. The dory of the Gloucester Maid, empty of life.
Candles on its upturned hull. 60 of them. Out. And their women, grief-fuddled.
Their widows, round the dory like a dark cloud. Helpless vapor moaning.
George!
Quiet.
Father,
who art in heaven, tell us who died tonight. Our men once gone to work, our bodies numb with longing, our waiting for happiness to come. Tell us, bitterness is
born. Fear and dread shall fall upon them.
By the greatness of thine arm, they shall
be. Cold, George. Cold. Hold me. Never leave me.
I'm here, Molly. The sea is in my eyes no more. Pray it leaves my soul.
Days passed. The dory on the sand grew barnacled and rot. The men, too, were forgotten. Leaves filled empty wells. The river at Annisquam cut a new gully. The church was painted twice since they wed. And while ships still schooned the Novi, men unearthed a new industry. Rock. Rock that rumbled under wheels in cities. Rock that broke seas for safe harbors. Rock that made monuments for men. Monuments for heroes, not for those that work in quarries and tear it from the earth. Folks call men who fight the sea martyrs. The fellows that chopped the rocks, slaves. Slaves that lost their freedom, some for a woman's whim, some for a wage. But those that were born with soft in their hair found stone dust corrosive sublimate. And as the years went by, Molly found it hard to live with George. Yes, she loved him all right. Money? No, not that.
You haven't touched your supper, George.
Molly, we work to eat to live. Living is wrenched from the earth, that's life. But pounding stone is not living. It's hate, brooding hate. 8 to 12. Chop a rock and have a bite of lunch. Then chop again till darkness, shadows, and minds left free to brood. Brooding to madness.
Darling, I know. Please, don't shout. Live as you like, but live with me. Not in a past of ships at sea.
The sea is gone. Gone, I said. I gave it up.
You haven't touched your supper, George.
Who are you, Molly? You, the woman I loved. Your name painted with sun on the side of my ship. You, my ship.
George, look at me. Don't stare through emptiness. Darling.
I see it. I see it now. Full laughing sails in the wind. The ship. The Gloucester Maid.
George, where are you going?
It's in a rock. Firm in a rock. Chop it clear. Chop it clear.
George. George. Don't go. George.
That night the land was split with whiteness. His mind with a mania. The moon plowed a hoary path for George. Through half-lit trees of Dogtown, under the shadow of Pigeon Hill, down to where the quarry derricks lay, he came upon his rock. Tools gripped white in his hand. His body wedged close in the cleft he had dug. He cut, cut, cut into the work.
Chop it clear, chop it clear. 8 to 12, chop a rock and have a bite of lunch. Then chop again. Chop, 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 chop it clear. Free my ship. Free it. Mountain, free us from the rock. Stone is our slaver. Stone walled us from the sea. Set us free. Chop, chop, chisel deep. Ah, there. That's it. Cut strong. Cut deep. Deep to the blood of the rock. Deep to the tree. Forgive me, Molly. I could have been kinder. My love stronger. I hope in living one. God, you were lovely. Sweet, straight, brave. Our love could have been greater, but could not be shared. Not with sea and its freedom. Please, granite! Give way! Set us free. Free to the sea. Throw a mountain down. Father, forgive me. Power to glory. And every free man hid for himself in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us. Cut free. Down mountain. Come down, you mountains.
Thou didst blow with thy wind, the sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters.
We see a new light, a holy light. Man black and early. Man sleep is sweet. Even those who live by work. Nay, the weak. Our men are strong. They built the city, turned the earth sun to sun. And for that, theirs is the glory. Theirs is the joy. There's the freedom.
Forgive you? Yes, George. I forgive you. I saw but bleached bones. You, the living sea. You chose your own destiny and work. I, your death. George. Sweet George. Is the sea happy?
The Columbia Works, in common by Joseph Lett. Tonight's production was directed. Yeah. Next week, the workshop will present a spring, an adaptation of a short. Mr. Cohen takes the most popular and most. It was the Columbia brought.